From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. The goal appeared simple. Require a woman to sit on the board of directors of all companies listed on India's National Stock Exchange. But after 1 year, many companies are still trying to fill the positions. This has raised the issue of how well women are represented in top leadership jobs. Indian lawmakers passed the legislation last year. The rule is meant to ensure gender diversity and bring attention to the issue of women in corporate leadership. The rule requires that women be named to all corporate boards by April 1st. About 150 companies out of 1,475 listed on the stock market failed to name a woman to their boards by that date. And nearly half the companies that did meet the requirement appointed a female relative of a current board member. Among those companies was Reliance Industries. It named the chairman's wife, Nita Ambani, to the board. Pranava Haldia of the market research group Prime Database in New Delhi questions the effectiveness of the requirement. He says his organization thinks that the female relatives will share the same ideas and opinions as their family member on the board. He says that defeats the purpose of diversity. Many companies argued there was a shortage of skilled female workers able to fill the positions. Uday Chawla is head of a professional search company, TransSearch India. It helped some companies look for candidates. He says the difficulty was to find women who had already served on boards. He says more professional companies want women on the board who can add value to the board instead of just meeting a requirement. He says these companies demand competency and experience. Mr. Chawla said there are very few women who have the experience. Others said companies simply did not take the legislation seriously and failed to look carefully. Yet the inability of corporate India to find women to sit on boards has brought attention to the low level of women's participation in top management positions. Catalyst is a non-profit organization that works to build inclusive workplaces. The group released a study that said almost 50% of women in corporate India leave such work between the lowest and middle professional level. In the rest of Asia, 29% of women do. Sachi Irde is the director of Catalyst India WRC. She says one of the reasons women leave is that women in India are mainly responsible for family care. She says companies need to put in place policies to keep more women on the job.